The views and opinions expressed on the following program are solely those of the participants and are not necessarily those of this broadcast facility, its management, staff, nor its sponsors. Live from Chicago, the crossroads of America, Papa Say. Papa Say is a highly acclaimed Hindu practitioner and fourth generation seer with over 50 years experience in the spiritual path. Boasting a worldwide clientele from various age, education, economic and ethnic groups, Papa Say shares a vast wealth of knowledge with those who have both the desire to learn and will to do what it takes to control the many problems in life. Celebrities and regular persons alike use these same things offered in these broadcasts and now experience true happiness and peace of mind that comes when your problems are finally solved. Papa Say uses the secret knowledge taught to him by his parents and ancestors along with practical knowledge from the Igbo in West Africa, the Seminole in the swamps of Florida and the old Hindu root workers of Louisiana. Along with his formal education in theology, anthropology and parapsychology brings holistic dimension that touches you. Spirit. Mind and body. And now your host, Papa Say.
Adiret, Azilet, Usia, Blusia, Metcatalin, Bahet Kabel, Eshtami Chukada Mizbeya Log Tikbi. God bless all of my father's children, here, there, and everywhere. Bonsoir, and welcome to the only real, genuine hoodoo broadcast on the airwaves. This is your host, Monsieur Jean-Leon Devereaux, officially known to many as Papa Say, your hoodoo daddy, promising to tell you the truth, the whole truth, and nothing but the truth. So help me God. Let me say that I love you and you and even you, and it makes no difference what you think of me, but it does make a difference what I think of you. I cannot allow hatred, jealousy, prejudice, religion, or greed to be a part of me, for I know and I want you to know that the real hoodoo brings light, love, and life to the world. God bless you. God keep you. God make his face to shine upon you and give you peace. God bless your going out and you're coming in from this time forth and even forevermore. That's my prayer for you, and it has always been my prayer for you. Okay, well, let's get on with it. Why aren't you a success? Why aren't you a success? Well, we'll deal with it. But first, we hear from a couple of our sponsors.
Is your success flying away from you? Is your money gone before you get it? Does everything you touch turn from sugar to shit? Then you need a miracle from Almighty God. Papa Say is your holy spiritual advisor. He helps with all spiritual and metaphysical problems. No matter how big or how small, God uses Papa Say to get rid of them all. Papa Say can look at the muddy water of deceit and see dry land, the good life, here and far away too. Papa Say helps married people and their children. He takes them off the streets, off the bottle, off of drugs and out of jail. Papa Say doesn't use tarot or a crystal ball. He uses the hand of Almighty God to see yesterday, today, and tomorrow to help you in your everyday life. Papa Say gets you out of trouble and puts you into the favored life of peace, prosperity, and paradise. Yes. Have no further questions? Then contact Papa Say at 1-800-ASK-KEEN, extension 055-9865. That's 1-800-ASK-KEEN, extension 055-9865. 1-800-ASK-KEEN, extension 055-9865. Remember, there is one holy spiritual advisor, and that is Papa Say.
Now, with that question, I just got to answer. Now, don't get mad at me, but why aren't you a success. Why aren't you a success? Have you ever thought about it? Have you really thought about it? Well, think about it now. Why is it that certain people can do certain things, but you can't? They can go certain places that you can't go. They can eat things that you can't eat. Why are certain people, why is someone a success? Or even more than that, forget about the other people. Why aren't you a success? Just think about it. It should make you vehemently mad. Oh, yeah, you should be mad about it. Because so many people can do so many things and then I can't do it. They can go so many, they can go so many places and do so many things, but then I can't go nowhere. I can't do it. They can have so many things and have so many people and do all the things which some people want, but me, I can't. There's something wrong. There is something wrong. And it is something which we are going to deal with. Now, first of all, success is something that is guaranteed by Almighty God. Blessed be his name. It is guaranteed by him. Yes, it is. It is guaranteed. Well, why don't you experience it? Why do you not experience it? Because it's way far off, or it's something which you can't understand or get, or maybe you just don't understand it. Well, I tell you something. You understand what it is, and you understand that you don't have it. So, if you are seeking success, why don't you have it? How come success always eludes you? You get right to that point and then, bam, you miss it. Why? If you miss it, it is because you didn't get it at first. Didn't have none of it. So when you thought about it, it didn't come. It just didn't come. But first of all, success is something that is guaranteed by God. It is guaranteed by him. He made every human being to be what? A success. Not a failure. He made you to be a success. That's mighty curious. That is mighty curious. That some of us can be a success and some of us can't. Let me think about that. Well, I'll tell you. We're going to deal with this subject. We're going to deal with this subject maybe a couple of times until we have it down pat. Until we know we are a success. Wouldn't you like to be a person like that? Wouldn't you like to be like that to know that you are a success? Not a thinking about success, but that you are a success. You are one. Not just one where people think you are there, but you are really a success. And to tell you, it could be money, It could be love. It could be anything. But you will know that you are a success. Now, there are many ways. There are many things thought of as success. But whatever those things are, those things mean what? Success to you. It's not the way I see success. It's the way you have success. It ain't the way that I do it. It's the way you do it. You do it. Now, with success, there are a number of things. Yeah, there's a number of things. First thing is business. Yeah, business. In other words, you must have something which you do, wow, better than anyone else. Uh-oh. It's better than anyone else. That is your business. And that is your success. Because I can do this better than anybody else. Huh. Curious, isn't it? Curious. Some of us look upon life as being from one hardship to another. Once we quit one thing, then it's another thing that we have to go ahead with. But it's just hardship after hardship. Just go on and on and on. Go on trying to make a way. Go on trying to be somebody. Go on and just, you know, just mumble from here to there because we cannot find our way. We cannot. So you see, I'm back at it again. Here is the Jew speaking. Yes, this is the Jew. You have to be in business for yourself. You have to be in business. What you are doing is your business. It could be owning a store. It could be driving a limousine. It could be anything. But it is your business. Once you have your business, then you can create success for yourself. S-U-C-C-E-S-S. Seven letters for the 7 days of the week. And those letters spell success. Now, all of you can do something better than anybody else. I don't care who they are or what they do. You can do it better than them. Yes, you can. You can do one thing better than anybody else. One thing. That's all you need. It's just one thing. Now, I tell you something. You had better start thinking about it. Why? Because that will make you a success. Something you can do better than anyone else. Your business. That is what will make you a success forevermore. It is your business. Now, rather than trying to figure it out, or just stumbling here and stumbling there, or trudging along here and trudging along there, go and sit down with yourself tonight. Glory be to God. and figure this out. Figure out what I can do better than anybody. It might not be no more than you could make a cupcake, but you make a cupcake better than anybody else. That is your success. Now, there ain't no sense in thinking about somewhere else or going somewhere else. That can be your success. That will be it. And you just go on and trudge on. And but I'm telling you, once you think about what your success is, then it will happen for you. Oh, my God. The glory of having success is knowing what you can do and doing it. Doing what? What you do better than anyone else. That is your success. That will make you a success more than anything that they have, that will do it for you.
When you're in need, be sure to use Papa Say. Papa Say is a fourth-generation seer and an all-around hoodoo root doctor. Papa Say is that surefire person for getting whatever done to make your situation better. Papa Say can help you with everything from success in love to a continuous flow of money. Papa Say can remove that evil eye that's destroying your life and your future. Papa Say helps women get and keep their man and kids off the street, off of drugs, and out of jail. Papa Say doesn't use a tarot or a crystal ball. He uses an ordinary deck of playing cards, a time-honored method used by all real hoodoos. Papa Say can look through muddy water and spot dry land. He's not an ordinary reader or psychic. He's your holy spiritual advisor. You need him? Call him at 1-800-ASK-KEEN. That's 1-800-ASK-KEEN. And ask for extension 055-9865. That's 055-9865. 1-800-ASK-KEEN, extension 055-9865. Remember, there's only one real hoodoo and only one Papa Say.
Now, I'm going to give these hoodoo success readings. Now, that is a reading about success in your life. A reading about success in your life. Now, I'm going to start off with a prayer. Baruch Hashem, O seven spirits of God, you hold all things in your hands. Give unto me the power to know all things through this device, which I now hold in my hands. Send them through the spirit of Yahweh, the spirit of Chokmah, the spirit of Shoresh, the spirit of Etzah, the spirit of Gibor, the spirit of Da'af, and the Yerah Yahweh. I do worship the only one, true God. Amen. Selah. Now his delight shall be in the fear of the Yahweh. He shall not judge after the sight of his eyes, neither decide after the hearing of his ears. With righteousness he will he judge the poor, and decide with equity for the meek of the land. He shall smite with the rod of his mouth, and with the breath of his lips shall he slay the wicked. The righteous shall be the girdle of his loins, and faithfulness the girdle of his reins. For the earth shall be full of the knowledge of the Yahweh, as the waters cover the sea. Now, we're ready. Okay. Okay. 903, this is Papa Say. Hello.
Hello, Papa Say. How are you?
I'm fine. How are you?
I'm doing well. I was hoping to get a success reading tonight.
Okay. The first card is the Six of Diamonds. The second card is the Four of Diamonds. The last card is the Seven of Diamonds. Now, this is mighty, mighty peculiar, because all of these cards determine money. The six of diamonds and the four of diamonds are two creatures. The six of diamonds is the lion, and the four of diamonds is the dog. The six of diamonds is, well, it's the lion. And he talks about a sudden shock. But the four of diamonds, the dog, represents true friends. Now, and on top of all three of these two, you have a third diamond card, the seven of diamonds, which is the flames of the heart. Now, all of these cards together mean that you will have a certain amount of, well, you're going to have more than a certain amount. You will have a great amount of money. A great amount of money. You will have it. It will come as a shock. You will have it because your friends are going to give it to you. You will have it because everything that is evil has been burned away. It has been destroyed. You shall be a pretty lucky person. So as far as success is concerned, all I can say is that you will have your success. And your success will be money. It will be cash money. Now, the six of diamonds, the four of diamonds, but most of all, the seven of diamonds. The seven of diamonds is your key card. It is your glorious. It is your happiness. It is, oh, everything you could think of. Everything you could think that the six is, that is what it is. That seven of diamonds is your money. And a great amount of money you will have. You will have that seven. You will have so much money. Oh, my God. You have so much money. Money coming and going. And all that will be a blessing because of you. Because of you, a great blessing. Now, for numbers, I especially use 51, 27, and 38. 51, 27, and 38. And God bless you. Real good. God bless you.
God bless you too, Papa Say.
Okay.
Thank you.
All right. Another person is coming. 803. We have you. 803. 803. Hello.
Hello, Papa. How are you doing?
I'm fine. How are you?
Wonderful. Wonderful. I am calling for a success reading, sir.
Okay. The first card is the spade. The second card is the Ten of Spades. The third card is the Eight of Diamonds. Now, spades are for your work. They are for work. And your work, it can be mental work. It doesn't have to be physical work. It can be mental work. Well, your first card, the Seven of Spades, is the clouds. The clouds, and you have light clouds and dark clouds. But the dark clouds are towards you. Now hold on. The Ten of Spades. The Ten of Spades is a rod. A rod, and it depicts certain quarrels your family will have about money. Now, the Eight of Diamonds, diamonds are always money. But the Eight symbolizes the broken glass, which is, instead of bad luck, you will have good luck because this glass is broken down, it's ground to a fine layer. But you will have the luck that other people are looking for. Now, with the clouds leaning towards you and towards your family, you will have so much luck, so much money, that it's a shame. In this, I have to say, this success is part of what you will have. This is part of God's success plan. You will have 7, which will take you beyond all places, and 10, which will put you on a higher level than other people. And then 8, which is money. You will have so much, which no individual can say. So therefore, I expect you these numbers, 25, 30, and 44. 25, 30, and 44. Okay, you got that? 25,
yes, sir.
And 44. Okay, and God bless you real good.
Thank you, and may God continue to bless you as well, sir.
Okay, bye-bye. Okay, we have 313. This is Papa. Say hello.
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 Hello. Can you hear me?
Yes, I can.
I'm calling to see if I can get a reading.
Okay. The Queen of Spades is the first card. The Three of Clubs is the second card. And the Six of Clubs, the third card. Now hold on. The Queen of Spades is love. And where there is love, there is money. Where there is love, there is money. Now, along with that, you have the Three of Clubs. Now, the Three of Clubs is the tree, which means good health. But there's something else about the Three of Clubs. That means hoodoo. It means hoodoo. It means that you will have help for whatever you need in botanical riches. Now, you have the Six of Clubs, which is lightning, which is it's a surprise. Now, that love will be a surprise. Why? Because hoodoo, your use of herbs will provide you so many things that you just cannot think of it. You can have a whole lot because of your herbs. And because, you know, I should tell you something. Start using herbs now. Start using herbs. If you don't know it, you just write to me and I'll send you a book which will help you with it. And go ahead with it. Because that love is the number one thing. The number one thing which you have to see. Now, for your blessing, I advise you to use these numbers. 42, 5, and 43. 42, 5, and 43. And God will bless you. Now, if you need help on that, just write me or just call me. And I'll help you with the herbs, okay? All right.
Thank
you,
Papa. God bless.
God bless you. Now we have another one, 573. Hello?
Hey, Papa, I'd like to get a success reading, sir.
Okay. The first card is the Four of Hearts. The second card is the King of Clubs. The third card is the Four of Clubs. Now hold on, please. Hold on 1 second. Now that means all types of gambling, lottery, bingo, fortune jump. The bear is for all of them. The bear is for all of them. Now the Four of Clubs is the key. The key, which is, and it means certain success. So you will have certain success, no matter what individuals say. You will have certain success, and that Four of Hearts, love, it talks about success and riches, you know, and you have it through stocks. There is something which you have which you can sell. Something which you have which you can sell. And I advise you to sell it as soon as you can. Now these are the numbers I advise you to pay attention to. 17, 50, 4, 17, 50, and 4. Now, that King of Clubs, that bear, is a card which you can take as your talisman. Yes, that King of Clubs you can use as your talisman. Just get a deck of cards and take it out and put it in your shirt pocket. The King of Clubs, and that will help you no matter what. It will be something. Well, you will be fantastic after that. You will be fantastic because you will get a lot of things, okay?
Yes, sir. All right. Thank you.
God bless you. Bye-bye.
All right. God bless you, too.
All right. Okay. Well, here's 301. 301. Looking for a
reading. Hi, Papa.
Well, how are you?
Oh, just fine. How are you?
I'm fine. How come you're not talking to me in that patois of the island? Come on, girl.
Oh,
you can talk. Go ahead.
Okay, I will.
Okay. Your first card is the Deuce of Clubs. The second card is, the King of Clubs. And the third card is, the Three of Clubs. Well, I tell you what, here looking like it's going to be a good thing, man. Going to be
I
good
hope.
God. That Deuce and that Queen, that King of Clubs, are actually saying, first the Deuce is a star, and it's saying success in all enterprises. But the king of a spades is saying, that's a bride. So you're going to get married. You're going to get married. That's all. And then the three of spades is saying, well, it's of a pig. It's of a pig, and it means phenomenal luck, you know, high honors, great abundance. So you will get a lot that you're looking for. And I don't know. Looks like you're going to be married. Look like you're going to be married. You're going to be a married woman. You're going to be married. You are going to be a person. Ooh, the wedding you have will be, well, it'll be great. It'll be a long one. But that will be the high point of your life. That will be the high point of your life. And don't say you don't know nobody, because you do. You know somebody. You know somebody.
I do?
And he has been wanting to get married too. He has been wanting to get married, but he's been afraid to say anything about it. Yep.
So this is someone that I know.
Yeah, you know him. You know him. You know, then this pig is fast luck. He's everything. The pig is the abundance which you will have, the abundance which you will enjoy, the abundance which each and every one of you, both of you, will have a part of him. You know, that abundance is great. It is so much that, I see that the star and the pig are together, which is meaning that your abundance is a success. It is success of your enterprise. Success of all of it. All of your enterprises will be a success. It will come as much as it looks. It will come. It will fall just like the rain falls, just like the sun dews upon earth. So it will be. So it will be. Now all of a sudden, here you are getting married. Well, I can't say nothing. I can't say nothing. You go on and get married, and the Lord will bless you. Now, for this blessing, I expect you to use these numbers.
Mm-hmm.
34, 47, mm-hmm. and 10. 34, 47, and 10. Now, those are your numbers, and you use them here. Use them for your... But now, don't forget, you know, I want to come to the wedding. Give me a... I'm saying it.
I will invite you.
Give me a... Yeah, you send me an invitation. I'll come to it. I sure will. All them... You know what? All them people from the law office going to be there. Ooh, girl, it'll be something. It'll be something. And, of course, it'll be some Jamaican people there. But I tell you what. Just going to have some jerk chicken. We do that. Have some jerk chicken. Jerk chicken and hard dough bread for me. You do that?
Oh, dear.
Please.
I'm waiting.
Yes, you please do that. Jerk chicken and hard dough bread.
Oh, my gosh.
Rice and peas. Go on ahead and do it. Now, that is your blessing. Jerk chicken, hard dough bread, and peas. Rice and peas.
Oh, my gosh.
Go on and do it. Okay. But now, God bless you and God keep you. Okay?
Thank you. You too. I need to talk to you too, Papa. It's hard to catch up with you.
Yeah. Well, yeah, I know it's been hard to catch up with me. I'll try to catch up with you tomorrow.
Yes, you have my number.
Yeah. I'll try to get you tomorrow. But that's all. Don't forget, jerk chicken, hot dog bread, and some rice and peas.
Okay, I'm taking notes.
Okay.
I wrote it down.
Hey, girl, make that jerk hot. I want the jerk hot.
I can't eat that stuff. I can't eat it like that anymore.
Oh, come on. Come on.
Slightly hot.
Okay, slightly hot then. Slightly hot then. Just so it's got pepper in it.
Okay, I'll do that for you.
Okay, God bless you. Bye-bye.
God bless you. Thank you, Papa.
Okay.
Good night.
Bye-bye. Oh, sir. Ooh, sir, that's something. Here's another one. 313. Hello, this is for you. Hello. 313.
Hi, Papa Say. How are you doing today, this evening?
I'm fine. You don't sound like yourself.
Things are going. You know. Things are going.
Oh, well, okay.
You know.
Okay.
Yeah, you know, just continue to put in this work. You know, I'm dealing with the second half of this thing with, you know, with family,
right.
So on and so forth. But I'm doing all right.
All right. Well, your first card is the Ace of Diamonds. Your second card is the King of Diamonds. Ooh. And your third card is the Ten of Clubs. Oh, that's... Well, hold on 1 second. Let me think about this. Okay, the Ace and the King of Diamonds. Ace and King of Diamonds. Diamonds mean money. Now, with that Ace, it means you have gone to the top. You have gone to the top. Now, that King means that you will stay at the top. Now, the King of Diamonds is the letter which speaks of good things. And all unexpected, guess what? Good fortune. Good fortune. Now, with these two, you are guaranteed a graciously appointment of income. You have an income which is settled for you. It is settled for you. And you have the Ten of Clubs, which means success. But it is a tower. It is a tower, and that tower means you'll be on a high place. You will be high. You'll be exalted. You'll be more than everybody around you. And I'm telling you something. Some of your old girlfriends are going to be around. Some of them are going to be around, but you will be exalted above them. You will be. You will be so high, that they'll look on you as being a person who is exalted, who is happy, a person who has gained an income more than anyone else. Now, therefore, I advise you to use these numbers. 9, 15, and 35. 9, 15, and 35. 9, 15, and 35. And however the Lord see fit for you, you go on and take it. 9, 15, and 35. And God bless you real good.
God bless you too, Papa. Thank you.
All right. Bye-bye.
Bye.
Okay. Okay. Well, everybody has got somebody. Now, I'm asking that same question. Why aren't you successful? Why aren't you successful? Now, you got to think about that tonight. And I want you to think about how to be successful, which is figure out something that you can do better than anybody else. Figure it out. I don't care what it is. Figure out something that you can do better than anybody else. And you will have the beginning of your luck for success. All right? Okay. Now, here's somebody else. Okay. 573, you're on the air. Hello?
Hi, this is Deja. Can you give me a reading?
Can I give you a reading? I sure can. First card is the Seven of Hearts. The second card is the Ten of Hearts. The third card is the Big Joker. Now, hold on for a second, will you please? Just hold on. All right, the seven and ten of hearts point to a love in your life, a big love. Well, the ten of hearts is a big love, but the seven means you're lucky in love, which points to a stork. A stork. Now, people say that the stork means the baby, but it don't. It doesn't. It doesn't mean. It means that you will be moving to a new residence, either sooner or later, for the better. You'll be moving to a new residence for the better. Now, the Ten of Hearts is a bouquet of flowers, and this absolute indication of a long and happy life. So, you will move, but you will have a long and happy life. You will have, your life will be a long life and it'll be a happy one. Now, that Joker is a wild card. The Joker means that you can have every aspect of life. Every aspect which life has to give, you will have it. You know, and the best thing about is your success is ensured. You will be successful. Now, I tell you to use these numbers. Use 21, 7, and 53. 21, 7, and 53. And if you use those, God will bless you real good. Here. Wherever you see, if you see anything with a 21, a 7, or a 53, or 8 on it, get it. Get it. Among all things, go ahead and get it. Because those are the things where your life is working right now for you. Okay? All right. Then
all
God
right.
bless you. Okay. Bye-bye.
Thank you. Bye.
You're welcome. Well, well, well. Well, we have done it. We have given everybody a message that has wanted one. Everybody that has called for one has got one. And with it, well, we just look and thank him for it. We thank God for those messages, okay?
New Moon is coming soon, and you've got to be ready for it. So ready yourself with your abundance checks, this month's energy, and all of the teaching for this month that Papa Say has to offer. But most of all, be it the New Moon Authentic Hoodoo Readings for this month. That's the New Moon Authentic Hoodoo Readings for this month. They start on the new moon and last for only 3 days. For the past 5 years, each and every month, this has been a special feature of Real Hoodoo and Papa Say. Many have been blessed with new homes, better finances, restored relationships, and better employment all through these readings. A new addition is, now they last from 5 to 7 minutes, giving you more information than ever before. Be there along with that special friend or loved one at the New Moon Authentic Hoodoo Readings. That's the New Moon Authentic Hoodoo Readings. When? The new moon for 3 days. Remember, there's only one Real Hoodoo and only one Papa Say.
Well, we thank every single one of you. Every one of you have been lovely. You've been exactly whom we have been listening to. We pray for you. Yeah, we pray for you. And most of all, we try to help you as much as we can. So, With all of you, God will bless you as I know he has, and he will. And remember, there is only one real hoodoo and only one Papa Say. God bless you. God keep you. God lift his eyes up on you. Until tomorrow, when we have Hoodoo Love Reading. Goodbye.
The views and opinions expressed on the preceding program are solely those of the participants and are not necessarily those of this broadcast facility, its management, staff, nor its sponsors. Thanks to everyone in our entire audience for listening to this broadcast of Papa Say here on Blog Talk Radio. Your host for this broadcast was Papa Say. Chatroom supervision provided by BT Destiny. The executive producer was George Carr. The broadcast director was James Best. On-air announcers were Myron Bast and Dorothy Knight. On-air announcer for Spanish was Diego Montoya. On-air announcer for French was Michelle LeBlanc. Telephone screening provided by Nicole Lofton. Music recording and engineering provided by JT's Cop Database Engineering. The music heard on this program is under license by ASCAP and BMI. On-air engineering and recording for post-program archive provided by Blog Talk Radio, a corporation licensed by the State of New York with corporate offices in New Jersey. A recording of this and other broadcasts can be downloaded at www.blogtalkradio.com/papasay. This program has been brought to you by Big Gator Productions, which is solely responsible for its content. Remember to tune in next week at the same time for Papa Say here on Blog Talk Radio.